Let's turn in the scriptures now to 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, where we will read verses 1 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. It is very good for our hearing and for our souls. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, "I believed, therefore I spoke." We also believe, therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Thus far in the word of the Lord. So in the first part of the chapter, the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, is still describing the ministry of the apostles. That is, that the apostles don't lose heart, though some are loving the world, who they're preaching to. Some love the world and are hating Jesus. They don't lose heart. Their ministry is of purity, not of craftiness. That is, not of smooth talk or hiding parts of the word to appeal to what people want to hear. And it is not one that adulterates the word of God or perverts it. But they proclaim the truth wherever they go. Some may say the gospel that they proclaim is veiled. It isn't nice. It isn't having an impact on some. It isn't appealing to some. And here it is declared it is only veiled to those who are perishing. Their minds are hardened. Those who are hardened in heart, the devil, it says, has blinded their minds so they wouldn't see the light of the gospel of the glory or the glory of Jesus Christ. And the goal of the apostles is to proclaim themselves, not to proclaim themselves or to show off themselves. It is to show forth Christ that he would be glorified. And Christ is light, and light shines out of darkness. Jesus causes light in the dark veiled hearts to become unveiled. The gospel, which is the treasure of verse 7, which is greater than all other treasures, comes forth from earthen vessels. Those earthen vessels being the ministers of God. Also that God's greatness and power will be shown to use weak vessels that break or are dying to proclaim eternal life in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even in their sufferings of being afflicted, persecuted, struck down, being delivered over to death, all such sufferings have only shown forth the apostles' courage and patience in Christ, which show forth the glory of God. Because they show forth the example we are to live in Christ, in which Christ protects us. In Him we are not crushed, we're not forsaken, we're not destroyed, or led to despair. The apostles actually are, because of faith, enabled to speak boldly, knowing that God who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise them when they die. And us with them, that we would then be presented to God. And through this enabling to speak due to the faith that has been worked in them by the Spirit, more and more are coming to a saving knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in which we ought to be all giving thanks to the glory of God. But notice how he describes at the very end, verse 17, the suffering and the affliction, the persecution, being struck down, perhaps to the point of death, the illnesses of body, the sicknesses, the pain. He says it is a light affliction compared to the eternal weight of glory which awaits us, which is beyond all comparison. And so, beloved, in our hope and our looking at the things of the world, he ends the chapter calling us to remember to focus our attention on the things unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal. You look at your body, it's falling apart, dying, sickness and illness. You look at the world and you see sin. You look in the church, you see sin. Focus your attention on things unseen. Because the things that you see are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. Let's pray to the Lord. Our Father, we do praise you and thank you for those things that are not seen, especially those things which are of you, which are holy and righteous, which are your Son, your Spirit, which are you, which are heaven, and all the glory that awaits us in your Son because of the union that we have with Christ, being married to Him, the Bridegroom, as we are the Bride. We look around the world, we see often things that are dying, things that are falling apart. We can look at our own bodies, we can look at our property. And because of sin, everything is dying, and at one time will be destroyed. We know this, Lord, and yet often we look at the things of the world and we trust in these things, earthen things. We think of the things we see with our eyes, seeing them fall apart, and we trust in them because we have a lack of faith. Things that we see, we believe in, put our faith in, we trust in them. And circumstances which are dire or hard, and we fall into sin because we're not trusting in you. And we're led into other sins. But Father, let it not be our focus or the focal point of our lives, but that we would not put our treasures in earthly things, but in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves and robbers cannot come in and steal, because there are no thieves and robbers. There's no stealing. There's no breaking of your commandments. There's only you and your angels and your people. And so, Father, give us a focus on that, on the inheritance that awaits us, on the new glorified bodies, on the fact that there will be no sin, no evil, no wickedness with you forever. And that these things that we experience here are just light afflictions. Light afflictions compared to eternal damnation, receiving the wrath of God. And they're certainly light compared to what we will receive in the eternal glory that awaits us. For surely, if Christ, who is God, you made man to come to this earth, to be made under the law, undergoing the miseries of this life, even death on the cross, being buried for 3 days, surely, then we can experience the light afflictions of this life and be preserved by you, knowing that we, in hope, we will be brought to the eternal realms of heaven, where you are, where your Son is, and we'll see you face to face. So, Father, we ask that you would cause us to put off the cares of this world, continuing to live holy, pursuing holy and righteous lives in Christ Jesus while we're here, but putting our hope on that which remains ahead and living for your glory. That some, because of the faith you have given, that some would hear us speak the gospel and believe unto salvation, that they too would receive an eternal weight of glory. Father, we pray for the salvation of those who do not know you, yet who have heard your word. Father, turn them unto you by your Spirit. Give them a new heart, a new will, to desire to worship you forever and ever. Father, hear our prayers because we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ, his name. Amen.